The Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
A Friday File, we look at the finer things in life. And tonight it's to a Karoo wine farm called Boerplaas, best known for its superlative fortified wines. It also makes brandy. And in recent years, it's been expanding its repertoire into grain spirits as well, becoming probably the second South African whiskey maker after Distell. Distell, of course, produces Three Ships very successfully and Baines Mountain Whiskey. Got various ranges there as well. Daniel Nell is the sixth generation distiller at Boerplaas. Has got a huge weight of tradition on your shoulders there, Daniel. I mean, you guys have been producing brandy since when at Boerplaas?
Yes, Bruce, thank you for talking to me. We've been producing brandy for 140 years, so since 1880. Long line in history of distilling brandy in the Klein Karoo. And that is actually why we decided to start making whiskey. We see how well the brandy has aged in the Klein Karoo and makes it completely different than any other place in the world. And that aging contributes to our whiskey doing so good as well.
I want to talk about the aging process and why it is that those conditions, you believe, make such a huge contribution, because so much of what you've produced, and you're better known, certainly in my household anyway, for fortified wines, for what they used to call ports and those sorts of delights in our households, because you grow grapes. I've been past Boerplaas. I haven't popped in because you're always on the way somewhere else, unfortunately, when you're driving either to Joburg or to Cape Town along that route, but you're just on along the end. You've been tinkering then with whiskey for probably the last decade, have you?
Yes, so we've been doing it for the last 10 years. Only got a product on the market for the last five or so years. The aging conditions is perfect. Our variation in day and night temperature. So it gets quite cool in the evenings, even in the warmer months. And then it gets hot, as you can expect, in the Klein Karoo. And then also the dry climate makes for a massive evaporation, so we lose about 6% of the product or the spirits through the barrel every year, but that leaves us a very concentrated product. And then, like you said, we're well known for the ports. We use that port barrels to finish our whiskies and brandies in. So I don't know if there's any other seller or other producer that actually can season their own barrels and then use those port or wine barrels for the finishing of the whiskies and brandies.
No, and again, we see so many producers around the world. Glenmorangie does it. So many producers are making their whiskies infinitely more interesting, because you take the whiskey, which is the grain spirit, which at the at the time of distillation doesn't have any particular characteristic, and you put it into these barrels, and it absorbs not only the oak flavors, but of course everything that the barrel itself has absorbed in previous years of maturing the wine based drinks that you produce. The single malt, though, is different, isn't it? I mean, you've been doing the whiskey for a decade. This is your first single malt whiskey. What has got to go through to be classified as a single malt?
Yeah, so the single malt whiskey is almost like a pot still brandy. It gets distilled, double distillation in a copper pot still, the same as with the brandy. While distilling with a copper pot still, your alcohol percentage isn't that high after distillation, so you get a lot of flavor. With the grain whiskies, you distill it up to 90%, where the pot still whiskies or the single malt whiskies, you only distill up to 80%. So all that flavor gets lost, keeps in the whiskey, so you get a very malty flavor. So it's basically a beer that you make and double distill. And it's quite a heavy spirit and oily, but very good flavor. And it takes a bit longer time to develop in the barrels.
And how much time does your single malt spend in those port barrels? Because I think actually this time it's slightly different. Don't you use for the single malt, you're using a different barrel, not one of your own. You're actually using a Constantia Noble Late Harvest barrel, which I mean must bring an astonishing amount of Christmas into the flavor of the whiskey. I don't know what it does.
Yeah, so our first maturation goes for 5 years in bourbon barrels, so ex-bourbon barrels, American oak, and then we finished off in the Constantia barrels. and specifically Grand Constance barrels. And that is one of the most famous South African wines. So also that, I think that is a first, using Constantia Noble Late Harvest barrels, almost like a Saturn barrel, to finish the whiskey off. So it's something very special.
How long did it spend in those Grand Constance barrels then?
It was 18 months in this specific barrel. And it's a 225-litre barrel, so it gets a lot of flavour.
But you've lost nearly half the whiskey in that process, because you say you lose the angel's share of 6% because of the dry environment in which you're in. There's a huge amount of evaporation. You're using a lot of your distillate in that 5-6 year process that is going into your port barrels and then into the Grand Constance barrels.
Yeah, so our angels in the clan career is very thirsty, yes. And they take their taxes, but they leave us with a very concentrated spirit, and we can't be too angry at them.
No, and Baines, for example, I mean, because Distell are the only other whiskey producers I know of in South Africa. Baines has got a sweeter profile. The three ships I've tried have been sort of drier and lighter. What is your taste profile? What's the flavor profile that comes through in this very extensive process that you go through to produce a single malt?
Yeah, so it's a combination of that sweeter note you get from the bourbon barrel. So it's like caramel vanilla flavor, and then you get a bit of a citrusy, winey flavor from the Constantia barrels. So it's a good, and we used Scottish peated malt. So it's a good balance of peat and then also that caramel vanilla notes, and then also that winey notes from the Constantia Noble Late Harvest barrels.
And it's an awful lot of effort for just 500 bottles. Why have you been so cautious in releasing so few bottles? Have you got more in stock that you're just testing the market, or is this the full extent of it?
Yeah, Bruce, as you know, it's very expensive and it's a long-term investment. So we don't have a lot of stock. We will release one or two barrels per year for the next couple of years. But yeah, we don't have unlimited stock that we can just bottle and sell across the world. So we're keeping this one local, and we released just 500 bottles. And it's our first edition, so it's our first release. So, yeah, it's something special. I think something collectors will enjoy as well.
And I mean, do you see this as an experiment? And depending on market response, you expand it, I suppose. Because they do say, how do you make a small fortune in the wine industry? You start with a big one. I'm sure whiskey is pretty much the same. It takes years to get any kind of decent payback, if ever at all.
Yes, luckily, it's a big investment, and it was an experiment, but the experiment turned out very good. I love whiskey and I love aged spirits. So that is my passion. So, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the long run. And in the clan career, you have to do something that you enjoy. And this is something I really enjoy.
Daniel, thank you for sharing it so passionately with us this evening. Been producing spirits on the estate, on the Boer Plaas estate, since 1880. They're prolific brandy producers, of course, in the Karoo at Boer Plaas, and very good at it, and got warm accolades for the brandy and huge accolades also for the fortified wines that they produce just on the side of the N1. It's not the sort of place you can go in and have a taste and carry on in your journey, because you may hit a tree. So don't do that. Well done to Daniel Nell.